Exposing Western influences that Israel backs, Piers Morgan presents pro-Israel slants on Rupert Murdoch's Talk TV. Murdoch has funded the Jerusalem Foundation, which builds inside illegal Israeli settlements. Jordan Peterson works for Ben Shapiro's company, The Daily Liar, which is funded by Cape Technologies, whose CEO is Israel's intelligence veteran Ido Ehrlichman. J.K. Rowling's longtime manager is lobbyist Neil Blair. Neil Blair is funded by the Israeli Ministry of Justice and the Ministry of Education. Rishi Sunak's family have significant business interests in Israel. Their company Infosys is co-directed by Uri Levine, formerly of the Israeli Intelligence Unit, 8200. But we see 8200 units pop up everywhere. So what is it? 8200 is an Israeli intelligence corps unit of the Israel Defense Forces responsible for clandestine operations, collecting signal intelligence and code decryption, surveilling the indigenous Palestinian population, and spying on the world's rich and famous. Officers designed and implemented software that spied on tens of thousands of politicians and likely aided in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. So where are the 8200 units dispersed? First up, Google. There are currently at least 99 former 8200 veterans working for Google. Gavriel Goidel, head of strategy and operations at Google. Jonathan Cohen, head of insights, data, and measurement. Ori Daniel, head of global self-service for Google Waze. Among the others are Ben Bariak, Guy Guthers, Lior Liberman, and others. Then there's Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. 8200 units are also stationed here, starting with Emmy Palmore, who is one of 23 individuals who sit on Facebook's oversight board. Among the names are Tom Chet, Gilad Turban, engineering manager Ronen Gorin, software engineers Gil Osher and Yoav Goldstein, and software developer Omer Goldberg. Meanwhile, Yonatan Ramat simultaneously works for 8200 and Meta. They also deleted Palestinian media company Al-Quds News from Facebook. For Microsoft, there are 166 former 8200 members, among them Eilat Steinitz, Tomer Lev, Mayan Mazig, Serok Jepa, Yuval Derman, Leah Yeshua, Yogev Shitrit, Guni Merom, Meitar Pinto, Yaniv Carmel, Gilron Sabkevich, Danielle Poleg, Itai Grady, and Liat Lisha. For Microsoft Defender Antivirus and Microsoft Azure, there's Michael Barguri, Shlomi Haba, Yaniv Yehuda, Asaf Israel, Tal Rosler, Adi Griever, and Yael Janut, through which we're able to shut down key systems, such as the energy infrastructure of Iran. The information war continues with Farida Khan, a fake account fronted as an Al Jazeera journalist on X, who was caught in her Israeli lie. From McDonald's and Mayweather sending food to their masters, the French banning Palestinian protests, UK banning the flag, lies from CNN, BBC, and Sky News, Piers refusing to condemn, Shapiro being a rat, Peterson calling for hell. Do not think these people believe in what they say. They are told to do so through pressure from the Israeli government and blackmail. They all know there's a genocide happening in Palestine, but for the love of the money they ignore, and so become puppets.